This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed a visit to China that had been expected to start on Friday after a Chinese spy balloon was tracked flying across the United States in what U.S. officials called a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty. Blinken spoke to reporters Friday afternoon in Washington.
The first step is getting the surveillance asset out of our airspace, and that's what we're focused on. And I thought it was very important for Wang Yi, the senior foreign policy official in Beijing, to hear this directly from me.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson confirmed the balloon did in fact belong to China. The spokesperson said it was civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research and had deviated from its planned course. Despite China's insistence that the balloon was designed for weather research, the U.S. Defense Department said Friday that the balloon is there for surveillance in violation of U.S. airspace and international law. A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. will not attempt to destroy the balloon because of safety concerns for people on the ground. Pope Francis met South Sudan President Salva Kiir and his family at the presidential palace on Friday. The pontiff began a visit to South Sudan on Friday with an impassioned plea to its fractious leaders to turn their backs on the violence, ethnic hatred, and corruption that have stopped the world's youngest country from achieving peace and prosperity. South Sudan broke away from Sudan to become independent in 2011 after decades of conflict, but civil war erupted in 2013. Despite a peace deal 5 years later between the two main antagonists, violence and hunger still plague the country. Tens of thousands of people sang, drummed, and ululated as the Roman Catholic leader arrived in the capital, Juba, on Friday. This is VOA News. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and other government officials held their first meeting Friday with Tigrayan leaders since a November peace deal. The Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation said the two sides evaluated actions carried out on the implementation of the Pretoria and Nairobi peace agreements so far. It also said they discussed issues that needed further attention. Under the terms of the peace agreements, the TPLF agreed to disarm and reestablish the authority of the federal government in return for the restoration of access to Tigray. That region was largely cut off from the outside world during the two-year war. European Union officials were in Kyiv on Friday holding talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of support for the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel, as well as 15 European commissioners, are in the Ukrainian capital for what they describe as a summit meeting. The last such get-together was held there in October 2021, a few months before the war started. EU assistance for Ukraine has reached around $55 billion since the fighting started, providing Ukraine with financial and humanitarian aid, among other things. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man carrying a loaded crossbow at late Queen Elizabeth's Windsor Castle home pleaded guilty in a London court on Friday to an offense under the Treason Act and threatening to kill the monarch. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
A man who was caught carrying a loaded crossbow at late Queen Elizabeth's Windsor Castle home has pleaded guilty to threatening to kill the monarch and to an offence under the Treason Act. 21-year-old Jaswant Singh Chhayal from southern England said, "I am here to kill the Queen," when he was arrested. He was found dressed in black clothing and wearing a hood, metal mask and gloves in the grounds of the castle to the west of London at around 8 a.m. on Christmas Day in 2021. Prosecutors said that Chhayal had spent months planning the attack.
Chhayal said his planned attack was meant as revenge for a 1919 massacre of Sikhs by British colonial troops in northwestern India. Sentencing is set for March 31st. And once again, that was Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. America's employers added a robust 517,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate dipped to 3.4%. It was a surprisingly strong gain in the face of a drive by the Federal Reserve to slow growth and inflation with higher interest rates. And South Korea Foreign Minister Park Jin said after meeting U.S. top diplomat Antony Blinken on Friday that Seoul and Washington are committed to strengthening extended deterrence in relation to North Korea. Marissa Melton, VOA News.